The International Civil Rights Center and Museum in Greensboro may have its power cut off if it can't resolve an $18,000 bill that Duke Energy says it owes. Duke spokesman Mike Hughes notes there's a history of the museum having difficulty paying its bills.
We don't want to do anything that would disrupt an important customer of any sort. And in this case, there is a track record that I think demonstrates that we have provided support on a number of levels and in a variety of forms. Unfortunately, the track record would also show that the account has been in arrears on numerous occasions.
But museum officials are fighting back. They say the $18,000 stems from late fees they shouldn't have to pay, and they've filed a complaint against Duke with the State Utilities Commission. The museum is the site of the segregated F.W. Woolworth lunch counter where a historic sit-in occurred in 1960. The museum's CEO, John Swain, says its relationship with Duke took a turn for the worse a few months ago.
This past February, they departed from their past history of contacting me and working with me to make sure that things were moving forward. And they disconnected our power without the normal protocols.
Okay, and just to clarify on the disconnect back on February 16th, that was for a short time, is that right? A couple of hours, I believe?
That is correct. I think that they realized that they had our payment in their possession and that they had jumped the gun and disconnected the power.
Duke Energy has filed a response to the museum's complaint with the State Utilities Commission. And in that response, Duke states that the checks that had been received as of February 16th did not satisfy the outstanding balance. You dispute that?
I would not have known that because they assessed two $400 penalty late charges. I hadn't seen those, and when our next bill would arrive, I look at the current bill and say, okay, what do we owe as our new charges? I put that in as the amount of our next payment. So at the time that our lights were disconnected, we had paid up all of our outstanding electric bills with the exception of the two latest late payments that they had assessed against the museum.
This is part of a bigger picture. There is a history that the museum has with some difficulties making these payments to Duke Energy over some period of years. Can you explain that and how that plays into perhaps how Duke's position may be at this time?
Well, I can definitely see that every creditor wants to be paid on time. Duke is no exception. But Duke is a monopoly in our community, in our state, and Duke owes its residents a little extra deference when it comes down to certain matters like this. Now, yes, this museum has struggled to make a lot of commitments over its first 7 years of operations. I know that it's a more sizable issue for other nonprofit organizations that depend on the public for their livelihood.
You've acknowledged there is a history of problems paying the bills. You maintain that as of earlier this year, the bills were essentially paid up except for a couple of late fees that you weren't aware of. And you also said that you felt that the museum deserved a little extra deference from Duke Energy. And I'm wondering how so and why?
Absolutely. The International Civil Rights Center and Museum represents the best of progressiveness in this state and in this city. We are a major tourist attraction, and even though Duke Energy cannot support us with a grant, they've found a number of reasons that they can't support us as a nonprofit organization with a grant, as they do others. But yes, I think the institution as a major tourist attraction in our state does deserve a little extra attention because both I and our staff and our board, we go out of our way to make sure that this institution represents this state very well. And I need that level of support from the for-profit corporations that benefit from the work that the nonprofits do every day.
From a business point of view, some might argue that there are many worthy nonprofit institutions around the state that are customers of Duke Energy. And if Duke were to give any extra deference across the board, they wouldn't be able to do business in an effective way.
As I drive around the state and I look at all of the large corporations that are headquartered here, I do not see Duke Energy or those big corporations as hurting. What I think is Duke Energy and its board of directors need to sit down and ask themselves, how are they impacting eleemosynary organizations in our state, both from a provider standpoint of electric services and now heating services, and how are they benefiting them with the donations to those same organizations? Duke Energy needs to have a separate nonprofit rate across the board.
John Swain, CEO of the International Civil Rights Center and Museum in Greensboro. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you for your time.